With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. It's been a little over a year since 9 Kalamazoo bicyclists were struck by a pickup truck driver allegedly under the influence of prescription drugs. 5 cyclists died and 4 were injured. Though that was only one incident, bike crashes in the state are nothing new. As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, Michigan is near the top of the list for bike deaths in the nation.
Valerie Litsnerski is a competitive cyclist in Kalamazoo. In 2011, a driver T-boned her bike in St. Joseph while making a turn. She also had a scare last November, just a few months after the Kalamazoo bike tragedy. Litsnerski and 3 other experienced cyclists were riding at night in Alamo Township. She says all of them had taillights on.
And we were riding single file, and I remember looking back and seeing the headlights of the vehicle, and then a few minutes later hearing the vehicle strike the last rider in the group. I was in the front, so fortunately I was not hit during the accident. I was very lucky. The 3 other riders were all at least hit or bumped into.
And then the driver sped away. It took 5 months for police to catch the suspect in the hit and run. Stories like Litsnerski's are all too common in Michigan. Between 2005 and 2015, Michigan ranked 11th highest for bike deaths per capita in the United States. It's up there with warmer states like Florida, Louisiana, and the Carolinas. Peter Savalainen is a safety engineer at the Iowa State Institute for Transportation. He's been working on a study that looks at bicycle crashes in urban counties across the country.
It's interesting because most of those states with the higher rates tend to be the warmer weather states, because in those areas you can generally, walk and bike year-round.
Though Indiana isn't too far behind. It ranked 14th. But if there's less time to bike, why does Michigan have so many cyclist deaths? Savalainen says he has a few theories, though it's important to note that unlike with cars, there's no good way for researchers to figure out how many people are biking and for how many miles. That being said, we do know one thing for sure. The more bicyclists you have, the more crashes there are. Savalainen says in Michigan, the economy might play a role. His team found that there were more crashes in low-income areas and places that had high unemployment rates.
Individuals would be less likely to own automobiles in those instances, and so there's more people walking and biking, and as a result of that, there's more crashes and, unfortunately, more fatalities.
Then there's the law. Michigan is one of only 5 states that doesn't have a law clearly stating how vehicles should act when passing bicyclists. According to the League of American Bicyclists, a national bike advocacy group, many states require 3 feet of space when passing. Valerie Litsnerski says that's why bicyclists in Kalamazoo, Portage, and Oshimo Township pushed for a 5-foot passing ordinance last year. Then there are the factors that lead to bike crashes in any state: a lack of bike infrastructure and education. Valerian Quigizile researches traffic safety at Western Michigan University. He says you see more crashes in areas that don't have things like bike lanes.
There are no enough facilities that bicyclists can use. So if there is no facility, obviously a bicyclist is going to use whatever is available.
That could mean riding somewhere more dangerous, like a sidewalk. Paul Selden educates cyclists about bike safety through the Kalamazoo Bicycle Club. He says many cyclists think a sidewalk is safer than the road, but there's actually more opportunities to get hit as bicyclists cross each driveway.
But it's sort of an ironically dangerous false sense of comfort.
Quigizile says he also thinks there's a link between road signs that say things like share the road and bike fatalities. 86% of bike accidents in the state happen in areas with no bicycle signage.
Drivers are reminded that they should expect bicyclists in this area. It's very, very important because some drivers tend to forget and think that the roadway is just for themselves.
And then there's good old-fashioned education. Unfortunately, Quigizile says that's only effective when you can reach a lot of people. But one Michigan city seems to have done it. Last year, Grand Rapids started a $600,000 bike education campaign. It put out messages everywhere, on TV and radio stations, billboards, bus ads, and social media. The result was a more than 80% drop in serious crashes between bikes and cars. Here's Paul Selden.
It suggests that our level of safety, level of education, could be at a much higher level, even if we only did a little bit more by comparison.
While people remember the one-year anniversary of the Kalamazoo bike tragedy, cyclists like Valerie Litsnerski are still waiting for safer roads.
It's really unfortunate that it, you know, took an event like that to bring this to people's minds.
For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.